Exactly. We had, oh, oh shit.
Okay, great.
That's nice.
That's not cool.
Get out.
Oh, shit. Don't
you gotta
do that.
Chill. You gotta chill. You
no,
gotta
that was chill. B. Oh, that's shit. B outside. That's B like, man, I'm not.
Oh, these niggas ain't gonna come on, man. I'm gonna hold these lights off.
Y'all better come on.
Like, for real, I'm not really cool with that in this place. Like, if this was somewhere else, bro, look, if this was a white studio, I'd be
like, don't say that, bro.
Doors don't work.
What happened?
Because, you know, the doors, they.
I'm gonna go get
oh, shit. Yeah, the doors might not open.
Oh, shit. We in a horror movie now.
Oh, hell nah.
Crazy.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On with Ken, Mike, B, FIFO, Rod, and Sophie. I'm Jay Burritos, your producer, and I'm sure you noticed that it's not Wednesday, yet here we are hitting y'all with the double whammy again. The crew and I talked about Jordan Peele's new movie Get Out and how we felt about it. I know it's been out for a couple weeks already now, but just in case you haven't seen the movie yet, there will be some spoilers in this episode, so go see the movie. But if you already have or you just don't care, then sit back and get ready to laugh with us.
So everybody listening on the podcast.
Oh god.
Yeah. I'm the only one that ain't watched the movie.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't get a chance to see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
No.
But are you surprised? Man. Are you surprised, B?
But look, I had
there's no excuse, man, because we've been talking about this before.
Wait,
excuse
his girl.
Go. No. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Go ahead.
Let's see. Look. I know now. This not no. That's not really a joke. Okay. Cool. No. He's about to say something else.
I know he's about to say something else. So I'm gonna just get right out of the way.
Yeah.
Right
out. I know.
Go ahead.
So
look. My fiance, my newly fiance. She's been sick, and then I work a retail job. I get out mad late. I've been having to take care of her. So I really haven't had the opportunity to go see it. Now, I have a Fire Stick, so I saw the little movie title there, so I tried to watch it. There's just no streams right now. I guess it's too new. So I didn't have a proper opportunity to watch it. But from watching the trailers and everything, what it seemed like to me, right, was because all these black people look like they're acting weird as shit. Like, you know, look at them, boom, darting off. What the fuck is y'all niggas out here doing? So then you see the dad or the girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Talking about you've been chosen and shit. He's crying in the chair.
This is FIFO giving his intake of the trailer.
Yeah, I'm trying to proceed the movie. See, because I feel like I got it pinpointed, and when I have that, that's the reason why I say I don't want to go to the movies to go watch it.
Because
I feel
ahead,
like I
continue.
Know what the hell the movie is. So it seemed like that these white people is transforming these black people. So like some of the white people are black people, and that's the reason why they're weird as shit.
Well, goddamn. How the fuck did you figure that out from the trailer? Because I didn't get that part.
Nah, he just been on Twitter too much.
You're right. He knew he didn't see that from the trailer. He knew he wasn't gonna watch it. He was like, fuck, let me
the trailer didn't tell you because, shit.
Hell no.
I'm gonna show you the new Alien trailer. I want you to tell me what the
please tell me what the Covenant
is about.
When you see the trailer for that.
I just want to God. Trailer. He got some Professor X fucking power.
All right, so okay.
All right, go ahead, Rod. Get him.
So what'd y'all think about it?
Look, I was posting about this shit back in like August or November.
You sent it to me.
I sent it to you, and then I posted it on Facebook, and I said, y'all can go back and look at my Facebook. You're not on Facebook.
I know, but Nate's gonna end up telling me that you.
No, you sent it to me on Twitter.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah, you sent it to me on Twitter.
I was posting this shit everywhere.
Because I thought it was a joke.
Me too.
When you sent it to me.
But I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be like this kind of good.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be like awfully bad. Like it's so bad that you're going to be laughing and be like, this is great.
No, I thought it was a fake trailer. I thought somebody made it up on the internet when you sent it.
Yeah,
no, I was like, is this real?
Oh, yeah, you did say that. My friends that I'm tight with, they were hitting me like, yo, did you see it yet? Because this is all I've been talking about for months.
Right, I know.
I kept saying, I was like, y'all think it's a game. That movie's going to be amazing.
That's why I was letting you be. I was like, I'm not even going to bug Mike that he see it.
Man.
And I was like.
And everyone was like, dude, this shit looks stupid. This is not going to be good. And I was like, all right, just wait. And it came out. Next thing I know, here y'all come. Oh, shit. It's amazing. Every fucking show is sold out. I can't go see the shit. I was the only motherfucker supporting this movie.
Yeah, that was so hype.
I can't go see
the
shit.
That's crazy.
I think this is going to be good.
I finally saw it, man.
I was in that other category. That's the reason.
You just didn't. Yeah, you're just kind of oblivious to that kind of shit. Like,
what? In the other category, what?
Of not thinking this movie was going to be good.
But you're not a movie
but
person.
But you weren't.
Wait, you said you thought it was going to be good?
No, I didn't think it was going to be good either.
Nobody did. Like, except me.
I thought it was going to be somewhat interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be good.
I thought it was going to be funny.
I was like, Ken, I thought, I was like, this can't be real. Like, it looks first time I first saw a trailer. But then I was like, man, this shit might be pretty good.
I thought it was going to be like one of those, like, parody joints. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, because, it's from a...
of my life.
Shut up, Mike.
Hey, really, you think I'm playing? No, no, no. You think I'm playing?
Hey, I almost about to call you after I watched that. I'm about to say, are you okay?
But you can't.
Hey,
they should have still Mike. They should have still Mike.
Hey, are you still woke? This is my life.
Sure.
That's why everybody want to know. But that's why it's so funny, because I was like, this sounds almost exactly like what happened to me.
Tell us what happened.
I don't want to get too detailed with it, but dead ass, like, not all the killing, all that shit, but
you went to her parents' house.
Yes, it was like the same conversations happened. Do they know I'm black?
right.
Oh my god.
Oh, they don't care. My parents aren't racist. Okay, cool.
You just didn't know.
And it's all yeah, exactly. And
all right, man. Damn, man. Y'all gonna make me be this dude.
Do it.
So, all right. So, I'm kind of alone because he saw the trailer.
Right.
I'm like Ralph. When I saw the trailer, I knew what this movie was. Okay. It's like, so watching it, I wasn't like you guys. I didn't get that much enjoyment out of it because I felt like I knew what was going to happen every moment. And so I didn't get that much enjoyment out of this movie. It was good. I'm glad he did it and is getting the buzz and all that. But it's frustrating seeing me see all these people coming up with all these theories and all. I think that's
there.
The part.
Yeah,
I know they're there. But it's like, it was obvious to me, though. It was like,
there's a lot of obvious stuff that happened, but to see, like, I don't think we've ever seen
that
a
being
movie
in theaters is crazy.
Like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Where you take a black man and show, like,
and you're
his.
Right. And that's what I appreciate. And that's what I like about it.
And he lives.
That was original. But for me, it just, I didn't have the same experience as you guys. I'm sitting up there, like, okay, yep.
Man, you a funny duddy, man.
I can't
help it. See, funny duddy, man. I feel you because when I went and saw Sixth Sense, the same thing happened to me. I knew he was dead halfway through.
Yeah, so
the rest of it, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, but the difference with me is that I still liked it. You know what I'm saying? For what it was.
And you just weren't that hype.
I wasn't that hype.
I was hyped that whole motherfucking movie.
And like when people were cheering and stuff, because you know when people cheering. Yeah. Like, I was just like. I
feel bad for you then.
I know. I wish I could have had the same experience y'all did, but man. It was too obvious to me, man. I was just like, damn, this is like when the whole key, like, okay, we know she's gonna say, oh,
I got the key.
It was
so point, yeah. But I mean, you're not gonna tell me,
because at that point, we already knew that.
Like, once we saw the niggas in the box,
right? That's
right.
We knew she had the motherfucking keys and she was involved.
So before that, and especially when she was standing right there,
yeah, that's not a big
looking at him, looking at the fucking pictures and trying to.
You know, she got more enjoyment out of. You know what?
But she was standing right there when he came out.
I don't think she knew those pictures were in there. I think the maid opened that
in her room.
Hold on. I think the maid had that box in there, because I think halfway through the movie, remember when the maid, she starts acting funny.
Mm-hmm.
She starts reverting back to her black side.
Oh, so she was trying to give him
I think she was trying to help him.
Yeah.
Think so?
Absolutely.
That's crazy as fuck. I don't trust her for shit.
After he flashed.
I think she was coming back.
I got enjoyment out of, not the key when the actual said, oh, it's his reaction. I was like, that's such a weird nigga whack.
Yes.
Like, this some bullshit. Goddamn.
And that's what I love. Like, a lot of it was like a real, felt like an authentic reaction of a black person.
That's what I love.
Even in the very beginning, when the dude's walking,
yeah.
And it was like, you know what, I'm going to go this way.
At the table, Like, it was so real. They captured that perfectly.
Yeah.
Because that's the enjoyment I got out of it.
When they catch you, it's like you're not ready for those kind of comments. I think kind of always in the back of our head think they might say that kind of shit. But when they do, you're never ready.
And you don't want to overreact to what they're saying, because then you play into a thought or stereotype that they already have. So you have to kind of sit there and just be like, oh, you know.
I thought it was a good. I thought it was cool, man. I think the best article I saw on it, and it wasn't even just the article itself, it was like the headline. They call it benevolent racism.
Yep.
And I love that, because that's exactly what it is. It's that shit that white people do that they don't realize it's actually racism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one's never told that story. So I love the fact that he told that story and not just like nigger, right?
Right.
It's like, oh man, your genetic makeup or your, you know what I'm saying? You can jump high, huh? You know what I'm saying? It's that type of shit. It's like they're not trying to talk bad about you. They're talking about you because you black.
Swing your hips a little bit.
If they're beating you up for certain things. But
that's still racism. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because nigga was never said throughout the whole movie.
Exactly.
That was never,
I love
never
that. I love the fact that he's
every time. I thought the TSA guy said it.
Well, the TSA guy, no, the white people.
Oh, you said nigger, I'm sorry.
Not nigga. Like the lady wanted hard on to be black because the, you know, the whole stereotype. Not even the cool, but the stereotype of like, yo, is it really, is it really better? Cool? Is it really bad? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's still racism. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. So I love that he was able to tell that story.
My question is, why the fuck would you go outside to smoke a cigarette? I would have hot boxed the fucking bathroom before.
They didn't like cigarettes.
I don't want to.
You
can't do that.
You better not smoke at all.
There was many times when shit would happen. You just have to go take a walk. Like, that's the only thing that will keep you from losing your cool. Because you're stuck there.
Did you take a lot of walks?
I took a lot of walks.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, I had kangaroo legs by the end of that fucking trip.
Damn.
One thing I didn't understand or I didn't see the connection was the whole deer situation.
It was with his mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was
being like, dead and left behind. And
yeah,
all that.
That's why he had to go.
So that's why he had to go back. And, okay.
Yeah.
No, and then the disrespectful way that the mom was trying to get him to talk about the death of his mom. Like, remember when he first got there and they asked about it and she was like, we don't have to talk about that. But then later that night she was like, so.
That was part of the hypnotizing.
I know that was part of the hypnotizing, but that shit was crazy to me because the look on his face was like, bitch, why are you asking me this?
Fucking ass down.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, bitch, why are you fucking asking me this?
I'm going.
All of this shit is hindsight 2020. When you're in,
you're just trying to be polite.
Yes. That's not even a black white thing. That's
right.
Black
no,
thing.
It's not.
You're not gonna tell me if your girlfriend's parents are in the room and you come walking by that you're not gonna go in there and have a conversation.
What time was it in the morning?
It don't matter.
Yeah,
yes,
dead
it does
ass.
Matter.
No,
for me.
It doesn't.
Yeah, at 2
no,
a.m.
It does matter.
At 2
I'm not,
a.m.
I'm not sitting fucking down with you at 2 something in
so,
the morning.
So when your girl's mom that you're trying to be with, she's in the room and she says, "Oh no, come have a seat and talk."
I've had late night.
You're gonna be like, "Nope, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not gonna go sit with you."
No, I'm gonna be like, "Let me go make a sandwich, turn on all the motherfucking lights."
See, I'm thinking about this from a movie perspective. You gotta put yourself in the room.
I like it. I have.
And that's why
it's
so perfect.
Right.
Nah. Not
you're me. Not gonna be thinking this a motherfucker downstairs chopping up niggas. Like, you're not gonna think that.
Right.
No,
right.
I'm not.
But think that in real life.
Nah, man. First of all, I'm. weird for me,
you
man.
Like, I'm straight. I'm
like, if one something in the morning,
you're just gonna be cordial.
One something in the fucking morning.
Who the fuck is talking that fucking late?
Cannon don't matter.
Why she even up?
You know what?
No,
you're saying that because it's a movie.
Thank you. I agree.
Cannon's not a people person, but
no, I'm not buying that. I don't like people neither. But if I'm trying to get with your daughter,
exactly.
I'm already with the daughter
for 4 months. I'm trying to keep you.
She ain't going anywhere.
Wait,
Mike. So you would have went in there and sat down in a conversation with the mom at 2 in the morning? You wouldn't have posted up against like the door and kind of just stood there.
Well, what difference
like,
does that make? Either way, I'm talking to her at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, fuck that. When you're sitting there, you're like not able to fucking go anywhere.
Right?
Like,
yeah, Rod is 100% right. Y'all are in movie mode.
I'm not sitting down and looking at you.
So you're just gonna say, no, I'm leaving.
If this was in the middle of the day or sometime like that, yeah, but I think it's really odd at night, two something in the fucking morning. Hey, sit down and have a fucking talk with me.
But say if it's a situation where she's in the kitchen, right, and she's fixing some coffee or something, and you just so happen to can't sleep and you come in the kitchen, you're gonna naturally have that conversation.
Right. That shit happens.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're like, oh, her mom's in there.
Let me go back. If it was a natural conversation, yes. But he's walking in, she'd be like, yeah, you shouldn't be smoking. Oh, have a sit.
That didn't happen until he sat down.
Right.
I thought she said something about smoking when he first came in. She was like, come have a seat. It wasn't like that. It wasn't. Say, I would talk to you about smoking. It wasn't like that. No, it wasn't. What movie did y'all see? The same one. She wasn't attacking him and saying, sit down so I can attack you some more.
That's what made the movie good because it put it in like a real life situation.
It was natural.
Yeah, exactly. It was natural. It wasn't like out of the ordinary. It's like if you're walking, you came from outside smoking. Some nigga just came running at you, crazy, right, or whatever. But then you come in the house and you like, yeah, what? So, oh yeah, you want me to sit down?
Okay. Yeah, let's
It's
talk,
a
let's
natural
talk.
Thing. It's right. not like a, you know what I mean?
So some guy like, came running at you outside, you just go to bed.
Right. If a motherfucker, if I'm outside and the motherfucker starts running
I would like to think you're going to tell somebody about that.
Yeah. About somebody running.
Yeah. Running towards
I'm not
outside.
Telling her ass.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm going to tell her. I'm like, yo, you that nigga outside just came running to me. That shit ain't right. I saw the motherfucking maid upstairs talking to motherfucking self in the fucking mirror. There's something wrong with these motherfucking black folks. We need to get the fuck out right now. This shit ain't normal. And your mom want me to sit down and have fucking tea with her. I don't even like fucking tea. We need to go. Let's get out. Give me the motherfucking keys. Oh, you can't find the keys? All right, Uber. I'm fucking running. And I'm like, no, I'm not. No. He should have left that fucking morning. That shit ain't natural for a motherfucker to be running at your head. You top speed.
That nigga said,
y'all want to sit down and have a conversation?
And look,
and literally, he was like, you know this motherfucker out here running laps.
Right.
He didn't even say that shit.
He didn't get a chance.
He didn't get a chance. But that's my point. You're going to go and tell somebody. You're going to tell your girl.
I would have woke her ass up and we got to get the fuck out.
I would have woke up after her mama. I was done with her mama.
You wouldn't be that extreme, kid. Like, it's not, you're not going to be that extreme.
Bro.